Yeah, I thought that obviously in Syracuse, these guys, we gave them a lot of room and they made threes. Tonight we wanted to push up on them. We knew that could open up the drive, which they did a good job of it. I thought our big guys did a pretty good job of, when they did drive, make them take a tough shot. In Syracuse, we just let them have too many open threes. I thought we did a much better job here, and you know, but again, they miss some, which that's what happens. Some games you make them. I thought we'll take a little credit for pushing up on them better and making them drive. And then I thought, you know, Ricky was tremendous in the middle. He just does a great job defensively there. I thought Chris did a great job helping us rebound. CJ turned his ankle. I probably shouldn't have gone with him as much as I did, but, you know, he's just been so steady for us. But the difference was obviously the Philly guys, Scoop. We ran the play. They took control of the game finally when it got down to one. We ran the screen. And the guy, you know, they go behind on that screen, and he made the three, and I thought that was the ball game, or, you know, it was, got us in position to win the ball game. And Deion, I was surprised he missed the first free throw. He's been about close to our best free throw shooter all year. And the second one, they did call a hard foul, but whatever. He made, you know, I felt like if he was healthy, he's going to make those two, and he did. And then, you know, Ricky, I thought there's no way, you know, you try not to have negative thoughts, but I thought there's, you know, this is not happening. So we set up, we were going to foul Fisher on the way up, or whoever, it would probably be Fisher having the ball. We were going to foul him. And I watched the DePaul game. We're not letting him come down and shoot a three to tie it. So we were going to foul in that situation. And, you know, ball went in the basket. Now, what can you say? But I thought we played hard the whole game. We battled them. I'm still, you know, our offense isn't what it needs to be. We're making some bad mistakes, fast break opportunities, 2-on-1, 3-on-1. Didn't come away with anything. I thought we made some really bad mistakes. But, you know, this year we've had a lot of games when we've stayed in them, you know, we've been able to win them. We just haven't stayed in the games we've lost to have a chance at the end. We really haven't had a good chance at the end of the games that we've lost this year. All the games early in the year and the games that we've had, the last two games we've had, when we've been in the game, we've made plays down the stretch. And, you know, they've really battled hard. And, you know, I just think, you know, those are four key guys. Brandon made a heck of a play on that drive. I mean, we were just trying to spread them out and use the clock, and he made a very difficult drive. But, you know, it's a crazy game, and you just get ready to play. You try to play the next game, and, you know, I think the great thing about this is that we've, because of the league schedule, we got 2 weeks to kind of play two games, and I hope to be able to get our freshmen going. We need some practices. I think that will help us get these freshman guys going again. Any questions?
Jim, a lot of times when kids go back to their hometowns, they get a little excited. Sherman, Lawrence both have that.
You know, I used to worry about that all the time. I don't even think about it anymore. That must be some advancing of age or something. I used to worry every time we're going, well, this guy's going to be this or that. I don't worry about it, and I didn't need to worry about it tonight. They were really good. The kids played great. Deion had a really good first half, and you know, but I'm trying to explain to him I'm going to go with the two veteran guys down the stretch. But Trish made an unbelievable save on that ball. I don't know how he saved it. We didn't really want to throw it unless it was wide open. It wasn't wide open, but he was open before, and I think Ricky just thought he might be open again. He wasn't open. And he made a hell of a play. I don't know, a hell of a play on that ball. And then, you know, Scoop made a hell of a play when he got trapped to locate Deion down court. That was a great play. And if Deion can lose about 10 pounds, he'll dunk that before the guy can get there and foul him next time.
Jim, was there any hesitation when you brought Scoop back when you did?
No. If it hadn't worked, I'm sure it would have been criticized. But, you know, he's pretty good, smart. He's pretty smart about staying out of trouble. And, you know, I wasn't even really concerned. Ricky played, the last 5-6 minutes in overtime the other day with four, and he's right in the middle of it. So they're veteran guys. You hope that they can do that.
The foul on Waiters, he was knocked on his spine.
It was called a hard foul is what it was called.
Steven.
Yes, he did. He said he didn't. Well, I mean, I don't see too good, but he did. I said, you called it. He said, no, I didn't. So.
Any trepidation about Waiters going to the line? I mean, he looked like he could have been really hurt. But
I asked him. He said he was fine.
You mentioned in games in which you're in and like in games, you've come away with games in which you've been there. And then you come up with an overtime win at home, and then you come up with a tough game on the road here. Does games like this help you at this stage of this conference schedule?
I think that's all bullshit. You know, all that stuff. It's all bullshit. We could play next week and get in the same game and lose. We could have 10 of these in a row and you win them. Then you get in the tournament and you have one, you lose it. It's all bullshit. It's just, you get in these games, somebody's got to make a play. You know, whichever team makes a play. We were fortunate that, you know, we had the cushion of, you know, I was really upset when we let Stokes have that three. That was just a real bad defensive play. We made him this year. We mess up on offense, and we go back, and our guards didn't pick Stokes up. That was just a fatally bad play. If they'd have picked Stokes up right there, you know, might not get down to where it was. That was just a really bad mistake, and you can't make those mistakes. We had two-on-ones and fast break opportunities, and, you know, we made some bad mistakes, and, you know, it's hard to keep doing that. You know, we can't keep doing that.
Does this league toughen a team up or beat a team up?
I don't know. That's like that other question. You know, they're not even as bad. It's not even as bad. It's just that it's that whole thing of toughen a team up and not, you know, I don't think it hurts you. And, you know, that they see they can make a play. But, you know, it's like schedules. They say play a tough non-league schedule and it'll be help you for the league. Georgetown had the toughest non-league schedule of any team in our conference. Where did they start out in our league? 1-4. We had fairly easy, and we're 5-0. So does that mean our schedule wasn't tough enough, but it didn't take long? It took a little longer to kick in that it wasn't tough enough? You know, that's all nonsense. It's what kind of team you have. You play a fairly decent schedule, whatever it is. You could play 14 easy games and a couple tough ones just to see, and then you can start playing. I mean, what happens the year you start out with a tough game? You know? You didn't have anything to get ready for, you know. You start out, all that stuff is that. It used to be, it wasn't so bad because you just had you guys. Now you got all these people doing this all the time. So now you got 8 million answers to the one question that only needs one answer. We got a talk show guy in Syracuse who never comes to press conference. He says, well, they don't ever ask Boeheim the tough questions. So I called him on the air. I said, you know, okay, ask me a tough one. Well, what do you mean? I said, no, you ask me a tough question. You know? He said, one week it was because I took Trish out when he hit two shots. And I said, well, you know, he told me his back was bothering him, and he had to come out for a minute. Oh, I didn't know that. No shit. But, you know, I'm not a journalist. I said, you didn't have to tell me that. I already knew that. I like to talk.
The last 30 seconds there of the first half.
It was an awful ending to the half. Scoop made a horrendous play with a 9-point lead, throwing the ball cross court, fouling the guy, getting his third foul, and they make a layup, 3-point play, whether he made it or not. I forgot if he made it. I think he might have made the free throw. I don't know. But it was a horrible play. And then we made another bad play and fouled him, and they kept missing, but we kept giving him another one. So, you know, it's just crazy. It was a bad ending. But, you know, you go in the locker room, you're up 2 on the road. That's all. You know, it was irrelevant. But the bottom line, you know, I mean, we played better defense and they missed shots. You know, they made them in Syracuse. They missed them here, and that was really a big difference in the game. And I hope we had a little bit something to do with it, with our defense being a little bit better going out on them, not letting them shoot. The game in Syracuse started, you know, we never do this, but we said, well, we'll let Wayne shoot. He's shooting 19%. and he makes three in a row. Start the game, and just that's what happens. I always have had the rule in our defense, don't let anybody shoot. But, you know, that game we kind of let him, and he made them. But that's what happens sometimes, okay? All right, thanks.